At 6:30, it is clear and 72 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Turkey, KWGS News. This morning, we have comprehensive coverage of the verdict last night in the Betty Shelby manslaughter case. The Tulsa police officer stood accused in the death of Terrence Crutcher. The trial wrapped up about noon yesterday with closing arguments. Matt Trotter begins our coverage from the courtroom.
District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler spent just more than an hour restating the state's case, telling jurors they have every reason to look at the evidence and ask why. Why officers responding to the September 16th shooting of Terrence Crutcher didn't immediately ask what happened. Why the second officer on scene told Shelby to holster her gun after she shot Crutcher. Why Shelby was shown video of the shooting before she gave a statement. Shannon McMurray told the jury her client responded appropriately to a, quote, rapidly evolving, tense, and stressful situation, unquote. McMurray said, while Crutcher's death is a tragedy, it's not a crime. From the Tulsa County Courthouse, Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The jury went behind closed doors for 9 hours to discuss the case. Just before 10 o'clock last night, they re-entered the courtroom and announced the verdict, not guilty. The family of Terrence Crutcher says the verdict for Betty Shelby is not the end for them. This is Crutcher's twin sister, Tiffany.
My brother's last statement was, God is going to get the glory out of my life. And I'm gonna make sure that I don't rest until we get reform for this police department in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we change the culture of this corrupt police department.
The Tulsa Police Union took a stand for Officer Shelby. The FOP's Jared Lindsay was relieved with the verdict last night.
And now that we've reached a verdict, Tulsa's gonna have to figure out how to get its arms around this and be able to move forward in a positive way.
The FOP had felt the district attorney, Steve Kunzweiler, had rushed to file charges against the officer.
No justice!
No peace!
Reaction was swift. Crowds gathered and protested the verdict last night. At one time, blocked the entrance to the Mayo Hotel after they believed that is where Betty Shelby and her attorneys were staying. The police department threatened to use tear gas to break up a crowd that was blocking a downtown street. Mayor Bynum and Police Chief Chuck Jordan will hold a news conference later this morning to discuss the case and its verdict. We will have the day's other top stories coming up for you at 6:50 this morning here on KWGS. Our weather forecast, partly sunny today, a high of 87, rain and thunderstorms possible tonight, 69 for an overnight low, and tomorrow a 50% chance of thunderstorms, some, again, strong to severe, and we should have a high tomorrow of 82. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear across northeast Oklahoma. Right now, it is clear in 72. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.